Shout out to everybody else on the chat here. But again, a lot of people have been asking me, why has Mikal Bridges was the perfect fit for the Knicks, and why Mikal Bridges is the perfect type of player for this Knicks team? And I'm happy to answer that question. Mikal Bridges is the perfect fit for this Knicks team for a number of reasons. Number one, fit-wise with Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, all of those guys from Villanova, the chemistry is already there. Three-point shooter, check. That means when Julius Randle's playing down low and he attracts two or three defenders down low, that means in the wing or the perimeter, he's going to be open. If he's open, he's shooting that ball wide open, hitting that basket, doing that little point shot that he always does, and then he's running back on defense and playing a high-level version of it. And under head coach Tom Thibodeau, he's going to be an even better defender. And this Knicks team, having the ability to switch with OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. So that means you can take Mikal, put him at the wing, and switch OG at the backcourt with Jalen Brunson. If you wanted to, you don't have to, but you have the option to do so. You never had the ability to do that before, but now you have it. And instantly, because the Knicks made this trade, their bench is better now. Dante DiVincenzo on your bench. Deuce McBride on your bench. Josh Hart on your bench. The rookie, Tyler Kolek, likely on your bench. The other rookie, Pacome, likely on your bench. Those guys are likely going to see time because we need to fill the void. Ian Begley reported a few weeks ago, the Knicks are not drafting because they just want to draft, develop players in the G League, and then never have them see any NBA time. The reason they're drafting players this year is because they want them to help contribute to a winning culture. And the players that the Knicks drafted, they can help do that right away. And if they're incorporated the right way, they're going to grow with this team and become the Knicks of the future. That's what Leon Rose wants. That's what this Knicks team wants. That's what everybody in New York wants. That's what I want too. And the Knicks are taking the steps to build that legitimately. And they're doing it by adding quality players like Mikal Bridges. Doing it by drafting quality players like Tyler Kolek. And these are the type of moves you need to make as a competent front office. Leon Rose, he has turned this Knicks team not only from laughingstock to contender, but every single NBA insider in the entire league is looking at the Knicks and looking at them as one of the powerhouse teams in the entire NBA, led by Leon Rose. A couple of years ago when he joined, everybody questioned whether a former agent could get it done. Nobody's saying anything about that anymore. If anything, he might have made it a way for former agents when they're done with their career in terms of being an agent for other players, maybe to go on and be the president of basketball operations from a different franchise. Maybe that's the opportunity and the option they have now because of what Leon Rose is doing here. He is breaking boundaries. He is making sure this Knicks team stays a contender and doing so by making the trades that matter the most. But the Mikal Bridges thing, everybody told me it was an overpay. Let's look at it again. Again, when we look at it on the face of it, it looks like an overpay. This was the trade that was announced, and I want to go ahead and break it down. The Knicks got back a second round pick in 2026 from the Brooklyn Nets. That's not really talked about a lot, but I want to mention it. And they obviously got back Mikal Bridges, the star of this entire trade. And then the Brooklyn Nets, they got Bojan Bogdanović. They got four first round picks unprotected from the Knicks. A 2025 first-round pick from the Knicks via Milwaukee, top five protected, a 2028 first-round pick swap, and a 2025 second-round pick. That was the deal that the Knicks agreed to get Mikal Bridges on this roster. Looking at it just like this, yes, a little bit of an overpay. But as we just mentioned, the picks that the Nets got are likely going to be in the 20s. Now, maybe they'll get lucky and they'll draft somebody very impactful. Very good at the 20 position. But you know what? History will tell you it's very difficult to find very good superstar level talent at that position at number 20, 21, whatever our pick is going to be at that point in time. So I'm not worried about that. The only pick I'm worried about is the 2031 pick, because the 2031 pick, it's so far away that I don't know what this Knicks team is going to look like. I don't know the players we're going to have. And just because of that, it scares me a little bit. That's the only pick that worries me. Other than that, the rest of this trade, I understand, I agree with, I support it. It is an overpay. I can admit that. Some people just can't admit when something is what it is. I can. It's an overpay for Mikal Bridges, but it's a necessary overpay that they needed to make. He is the perfect fit. He was the ideal trade target. Every single person in the league knew the Knicks wanted him, Devin Booker, and Donovan Mitchell. But as it became more or less obvious that the Suns were not going to trade Devin Booker, it became more obvious that Donovan Mitchell was going to re-sign with the Cavs. Where are you looking at that point? You're really looking at one particular player, Mikal Bridges, because Leon's now is looking at fit. We're not looking at every star available anymore. That's not the goal. We're looking at potential stars available and their fit for this team, what they're making, and how it's going to help contribute to this roster moving forward. Will it break away my core? Will it take away from my team? Mikal Bridges, the way we added him, it didn't take away from anything. And once we re-sign Isaiah Hartenstein, you'll see the Knicks were able to retain most of their core and also add players to it that help us become a championship contending team. I've never seen it before. I don't know if I'll ever see it again. That's why I'm just giving him so much praise, him being Leon Rose, and also just watching in patience, watching and seeing what the next move is going to be, what the next contract offer is going to be, who the next player, the Knicks signer are going to be, because I really don't know exactly who that's going to be. But if I know Leon Rose and I understand who he is, especially looking out for this Knicks organization and what's best for us, all I can think is trusting him in his judgment and not rushing to anything, not thinking to myself, well, he did a lot of these moves. They don't make sense to me. I'm going to start questioning it and start talking bad about him. I'm not going to do that because Leon has proven to me time and time again that when I trust him, he rewards that trust with a significant move. He did it with OG. He definitely did it with Mikal Bridges. He did it during the draft with Tyler Kolek, and now he's going to do it again. Mark my words on that. You think the Knicks are done? Do you think the Knicks are done with the moves, all the additions, all the players that they're looking to add to this roster? Not even close. They have other moves to make, other decisions to make, and other players to target. And I know free agency, there are a lot of names that want to come to the Knicks. And those players that maybe want to come to the Knicks, they would never accept a vet minimum anywhere else. But they will for New York because New York is attractive again and we are a legit NBA contender again. We did that because of Mikal Bridges and this deal that we got. Remember our odds, 16-1 before Mikal Bridges, then 10-1. And then after all the moves we did on draft night, 8-1. You don't get to those type of odds in Vegas unless you're making significant moves. And that's exactly what this Knicks team did. Going into this next slide here, as you can see, Knicks video gave us the following information. They state the Knicks 8-man rotation is looking dangerous. And it is. As of right now, it's looking like it potentially could be Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, Mitchell Robinson, and of course, ending it out there, Deuce McBride. But let's go ahead and continue here into this report. From Steph Bondi of the New York Post, explaining why Mikal Bridges was the perfect fit for the Knicks and why his role here is as an elite role player. According to Steph Bondi, to be clear, Bridges is more than a role player. He's an elite role player. In Phoenix, he was a championship contending role player. He can create for himself enough to have his number called on. And in the half court set, Bridges can probably get his own shot as well too. But Bridges isn't going to get priority over Brunson as well. And that's why they made this deal. The Knicks made this deal because they added another scorer next to Brunson that doesn't take away from Brunson. If Brunson is trapped and he sees Bridges open in the corner, he can pass to him and Bridges will hit that open shot. But if he's not and he gets one player and he only has one defender on him, he is going to cook his own defender, going to the paint, get contact and score buckets and likely go to the free throw line. That's what Jalen Brunson likes to do. He likes to read the game, read the defender in front of him, and make a decision. So it's important. Another thing we have to mention here from Steph Bondi. So as the Knicks push their chips into the middle, the big gamble is that Brunson will at least match and hopefully exceed last season's greatness. So Steph Bondi is basically stating here that the Knicks have pushed all their chips on the table because they believe that Mikal Bridges is that player that you trade for. Now, whether or not that's the case is going to be time proving that to us. But clearly, you can see the impact. You can see the skill set. You can see what he means to this Knicks team. Steph Bondi already stated that Jalen Brunson and everybody around him is basically believing now that Jalen's the superstar and all the other players around him are helping the superstar. That's exactly what we just heard from Steph Bondi of the New York Post, a great NBA insider. That's going to influence the moves they make. That's going to influence the players that they add. That's going to influence all the things they do in as a president of basketball operations if you're Leon Rose. He didn't only trade for Mikal Bridges. He traded for a championship future. And that's exactly what we got under Leon Rose. If we continue here as well too, Mike Breen said the following about Mikal Bridges and the Knicks trading for him. Perfect fit. Perfect fit. That's Mike Breen saying he's a perfect fit. Basically saying the same thing I was saying, that he's a perfect fit for this Knicks team. Let's continue here. Crazy you have to give up five first, but they've been waiting to get the right guy to help. Be contending. He's exactly what they need. Great defensive player. Can score. High character. Available, and he's young as well too. They can go against anybody in the league, and Mike Bree ends it out by saying, they can be a real problem for years. That means if you're going up against the Knicks, you're going to have to take on a Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby type of combination with Jalen Brunson and potentially even Julius Randle for the next 4 to 5 years while we're contending for a championship. Mike Breen even knows that's scary, and he calls more basketball games than anybody else ever before. So we have to give him credit, and we have to take his words seriously because he knows what he's talking about. I'm not going to say he's being biased because he's a Knicks fan. Everybody knows he calls the Knicks. He works for MSG. He's a huge Knicks fan. He's always been that way for his entire life. But he's also very good at his job. And he's very good at giving an honest opinion. And I think that's what he did right there. And honestly, it's music to my ears to hear that. Could you imagine getting a guy like Mikal Bridges, even though they gave up a lot of picks, but they retained their core in the process and they have Julius, Jalen, and OG to add to Mikal. Nobody expected it. Nobody thought that Leon Rose could get it done. Nobody thought it was even possible for the Nets and the Knicks to ever do some type of trade business again. And the last time we did was 1983, folks. We can wipe that all away now. Last time we did a trade, 2024. It all resets again. Who knows? Maybe the Nets and the Knicks will become great trade partners now. Times are changing. The team to be in New York is the Knicks. If you enjoyed these clips from the live show, be sure to subscribe to the channel and have notifications turned on so you don't miss any new episodes or when we go live. Thanks for watching, Knicks fans, and until next time, peace.